Hello?
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Sorry about the technology.
Yes, it did. I apologize.
Hey, I appreciate you getting... no problem. I appreciate you getting on the call. Leslie Allen on the phone call as well.
Leslie.
He's our senior director.
Hi, Daniel.
Senior director of HR. Hey, we wanted to talk to you real quick. So it's come to management's attention that there's been some negative emails and posts and some and other things like that about the company. And there's been a little bit of it sounds like bad blood.
So we just
want to talk to you a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, do you want me to? You're leading, so you know. If you want me to respond anytime, feel free. If not, I'll get my side of it, obviously.
If you don't mind, I'll start the conversation, and then we can go from there. So, as Jason mentioned, it was brought to our attention that you have some pretty strong negative feelings about Dollar General. Which causes us to believe that the best course of action for both you and the company is to terminate our employment relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would say that the only bad blood that I have is the current inaction, frankly, towards workers in stores and distribution centers. That's just my, you know, those are my beliefs, and I'm proud of this company, and I would like to see it be a leader in the American economy and the zeitgeist, you know, and push for higher wages and proper protection. I've talked to many workers when the first round of PPE went out and the T-shirt cutouts. I understand we're all doing the best that we can for these workers, but. It just kind of hurts my heart to see the people who are on the front lines subjected to a T-shirt cutout to protect themselves, or people I've spoken to and ultimately me and my girlfriend gave money to support them because their hours are being cut despite this $1 bonus. So I do love this company. I'm immensely grateful for what you, Jason, and the whole team has done for me to be able to allow me to grow my life here in Nashville and Biblisville, but I can't say I'm not disappointed in the response during this time by the company. And, you know, it's not my call. I'm not a person who's going to, you know, I'm not going to beg for my job. I think I do a great job, and I think that there are these issues that don't require termination necessarily, but I understand you're protecting the company first, and that's, you know, that's understandable. If that is the decision to be made, you know, I can't say I'll hold my head down and be remorseful of what I've done. But, you know, I do understand it. I am disappointed because I do love working for market planning and the team. But, you know, I understand Leslie and Jason where you're at. So,